Blog Talk Radio.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at foreignlearning.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And now I'm on Instagram. Yes, lots of cool pictures. You might win a prize if you follow me or if you tag me in a photo. I'm on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. I want to say thank you so much to all the listeners, close to 860,000 downloads of the podcast. Wow, could not have done that without your help. I really hope that you have enjoyed them and shared them with your friends and family. Well, today I'm going to be speaking with a young actress, but I believe she is about to become a powerhouse in the movie and television industry. Let me see. I think this is her on the line.
Yep.
Good morning. Is this Yara Shahidi?
Yep.
Hi, how are you today? Good morning.
Good. How are you?
I'm great. You on the West Coast today?
Yes, I'm in California.
Wow. Well, thank you for waking up so early.
Oh, this isn't early.
Oh, this is. For people who don't know, I'm on the East Coast. It's 11:30 for me. But for Yara, it's 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, I have to wake up much earlier for school, so I'm cool. This is waking up late.
Oh, this is late? What time do you have to wake up for school?
I have to wake up for school around 6:30.
Wow, okay, this is late.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell the audience a little bit about you, that recently they probably saw you on Scandal playing the young Olivia Pope. That's, like, amazing. You know, that is one of the most popular shows on TV now. People are tweeting while the show is going on. People are Instagramming. So tell me, how did you get that role to play the young Olivia Pope? Did someone call you? Did you have to audition?
Well, my manager, Miss Liz, who knows me so well, was like, hey, there's this role for Scandal. And she's like, it fits you so well. Like, this is you, Yara. So she said... she told me when to audition, so I came in wearing, like, some of my favorite clothes, like my Brooks Brothers shirt and the book I was reading at the moment, and I auditioned, and then I got a call later, like, hey, guess what? You're now the young Olivia Pope. And, I mean, the whole experience was fun, and it was natural, because it was just like, except in a room when people were videotaping.
So how was it working? Were you nervous or were you relaxed? I mean, you've done a lot of things before. You've worked with Eddie Murphy, Samuel Jackson. You were in Tyler Perry's movie, Alice Cross. So was this just like another day, you know, for you? Or were you like, oh, my God, I'm standing next to Kerry Washington?
Well, it was. And also I have Kerry Washington is the one person in Scandal that I can't have a scene opposite unless they create time travel. But it was just like another day because young Olivia Pope is just like myself. She's kind of a nerd. My scene was reading a book, which I had read before, and listening to Ben by Michael Jackson.
So I read somewhere that you're trying to learn a language, and usually when children or people say, I'm trying to learn a language in America, they're like, it'll be Spanish, it'll be French, maybe, you know, Chinese, but you're learning, I heard, Farsi?
Mm-hmm. I'm half Persian, and sadly, I lost my Farsi when I started school, because I used to be able to read and write it, and now I feel like it's important for me to relearn it, because I want to be able to connect with that side of my family.
So could you teach us a little bit today, maybe, like good morning or hello or something, or goodbye or thank you?
Okay, well, hello in Farsi is salam.
Salam, okay.
And then usually when you meet someone, you say, Hale shoma chitori, which is,
okay, wait, that was a little, that was you know, for us old people, you got to slow down a little bit. So try that greeting one more time.
Okay. Well, something that's easier is hodafen, which means goodbye.
Hodafen? Okay,
hodafen.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Hodasen?
Ben.
Ben, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which
so,
means may God bless over you.
May God bless over you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Okay, that's wonderful. It's important to connect to your heritage, I think, for anyone, because I think it makes you a fuller person. It makes you, a whole.
Yeah, and it was, like, I used to be able to read and write it, and then I just kind of lost it over time, having to learn Spanish and more English. So I just want to be able to speak fluently.
Do you remember your first acting gig that you got? Do you remember what that was?
Well, my first acting gig was actually a print job that when I was 6 weeks old, and it was for, I don't even remember what it was for, but it was just me smiling, and somebody holding me.
Okay. Wow. So do you think that you're going to continue this when you grow up as an adult, like even through college and after college? Or do you think you're going to just do this for a little bit and then go on to something else?
Well, I feel like it's definitely something that I want to continue, but I also want to pursue other things such as history and public relations. So I think it's going to be one of the many things that I pursue.
Now, you're not the only performer in your family. I read that your brother is also a performer, and he's worked with you in different films. Is that easy, or do you guys get on each other's nerves? I mean, are you, like, pulling your hair out, or is it comfortable?
It feels even more like home when I'm shooting.
It's so much fun.
He's an amazing little brother. He's really funny.
Aww.
Like, it's hard not to laugh when I'm with him on set. We laugh too much, so then we're in a serious scene. And it's hard to contain ourselves.
Oh, yeah, you got to control the laughter a little bit. No joking around. So I heard you said you were listening to Michael Jackson at your audition for Scandal. What other music do you listen to? Who's your favorite musician right now?
Well, Nas, my cousin, is definitely one of them. And he was just recognized by Vibe at the Vibe Awards, which was amazing. And then I have, like, a multitude of other musicians. I love Bob Marley. I'm going to have to check.
Wait a second. You like Bob Marley? How old are you? What's going on here? Oh, my God. Wow. So what about, tell me, like, two others that you like. Do you listen to rock or country or R&B? What else do you listen to?
I like bands like Maroon 5, Mumford & Sons, and who else do I? I listen to so much. I have 1,876 songs on my phone.
Oh my God. You sound like my daughter. I'm like, you have to get rid of some of that music. You're taking up all, that's what's taking up all your space.
Yeah.
That and her photos are taking up all the space.
Yeah, all my audience, the space.
So now who would you like to perform with? I mean, you work with, you know, a major players already. Who else would you like to share a scene or just work on a film or television show with?
Well, one person that I've always wanted to work with is Queen Latifah. I feel like she's definitely a powerhouse in the music industry, in the acting industry. Like she also presents such a positive image.
Yes. Well, she has her own show now. Yes, she does. She definitely does. Well, have you been on her show? Or maybe you'll be have an opportunity to be on her show one day.
I would love that opportunity.
All right, well, we're going to put it out in the universe. We need Yara Shahidi to be on Queen Latifah's show, okay? You heard it here first.
Yes. Thank you.
So now, what did your parents instill in you to help you, you know, be a good, well-rounded actress? Did they give you any tips or tricks?
Well, really what they do is they help me just live my life. And through life experiences, I stay grounded, and also it helps me in my acting, being able to travel and being able to pursue other things other than acting. Like the fact that when I walked into the butter audition, I knew about butter carving because I went to the Minnesota State Fair was crazy.
Like, yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I actually watched it like, oh, yeah, I've seen butter carving.
Well, you were born in Minnesota, right? Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was born in Minnesota.
So where have you traveled that you would like to go back again? Where is, like, the craziest or best place you've been to?
Well, New Zealand was amazing. I mean, I was younger. It's been a few years since I've gone, so I'd love to go back there. And then Paris. I took a 1.5-day trip there, and I would love to go back for a longer visit because the crepes are amazing. And Dubai.
Dubai.
Spectacular. Like,
yes.
It's surreal. The whole city. It's beautiful.
Wow. Where would you like to go that you have not been to travel?
Greece. That's where I've always wanted to go.
Is that for the Traveling Pants movie? Do you like that movie, The Sisters of the Traveling Pants or something? There was a book or the movie?
I know. I have to see it. I have it. I've been waiting to see it, but then my computer, my MacBook Air doesn't have a disk drive, and now I just got one, so I'm going to see that.
Yeah, that's a cool movie for young girls. They usually like that, and they go to Greece, and oh, my God, and they fall in love and all kinds of things, you know. So now we talked about what actress do you want to perform with? You were mentioning. You said Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Anybody else you'd like to perform with?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of actors that I'd love to perform with. I'm trying. Why am I blinking out now? Because I have a list and I keep the list.
That's okay.
Well,
do you sing? Do you dance? Wait, say that again?
I'd love to work with Kerry Washington in a scene. Because I play a younger self, I'm never in a scene with her. So to be able to be in something opposite her.
Right, right. That's true.
Denzel Washington.
Those are some great choices. I mean, Denzel has won an Oscar. Do you, like, stick your... are you, like, glued to the TV when the award shows come on?
No, I actually don't watch too much TV. So I like to know who gets their Oscar, so I'll go online maybe after and figure and find out.
Okay.
You know,
is that because your parents? Is that because your parents didn't want you, let you watch TV, or is that your choice? Like you like to read and do other things.
I like to read. I really. It's just I never really asked to turn on the TV.
What are you reading right now?
Right now I'm reading two things. I'm reading Maya Angelou, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and I'm reading Dickens' Tale of One second, I was about to find out.
That's okay.
Yeah, because I just by Charles Dickens, so now I'm getting confused by the titles. Oh, David Copperfield.
David Copperfield. Okay, good choices. Good choices. Do you sing? Do you dance? Do you have any other skills that do you play any instruments?
Well, I used to play piano, so I'm going to get back into that. And also, I take dance classes, and I'm trying to get more flexible.
You're trying to get more flexible.
Yeah, I'm one of the least flexible people you'll ever meet.
What about yoga? Have you tried yoga?
They offer that at my school now, and I'm really excited. I'm going to take that next year.
You're going to take that next. And now, what grade are you in now?
I'm a freshman in high school.
You're a freshman. Wow.
Yep, all ages.
I remember.
So excited.
You say that again?
All A's this semester.
So what classes are you taking now?
Right now I'm taking Honors World Civ, Spanish, I'm taking Theology, I'm taking Honors English, Modern Dance 1, and Trigonometry.
Oh, my God. God bless you. Trigonometry. You like math?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Congratulations on that one. Because, you know, there's a stereotype that girls aren't good at math, but that's just a stereotype, and I think that girls are good at math, and that stereotype needs to stop, you know.
And we're all great at math.
Oh, my God, I went to an all-girl high school here in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
it
was good. It was good for me. I think I was able to concentrate on my work better than going to a mixed environment.
Yeah, and then, like, when you're at school, you really don't notice it. It's not like I look around.
No.
It was the
boys. Well, down the street from my high school, there was an all-boys school. So it was, like, two blocks away. So you saw plenty of boys when you got out.
Yeah, we have brother schools.
You have a brother school? Okay. Do you guys go to, like, games and do fun stuff together?
Yeah, fun stuff together. Mm-hmm. Football games.
Do you play any sports?
Well, I am a black belt in karate, in Kung Sudo.
What?
Does that mean? Yep.
I better not piss you off then.
6 years?
Okay, 6 years you've been taking it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I better not make you angry if I ever meet you.
Well, ours is more about the spirit of the mind and stopping fights and not attacking people.
Okay, good. I like that. So what's your next project? Do you have a show that you're going to be working on next? Are you going to continue to work on Scandal? Can you tell us anything, any dish?
Well, I have shot another project. Given the time, I cannot say right now.
Okay, I understand.
I have some projects in the works. And I will be happy to tell them to you when I'm allowed to. But for now, just
okay, no problem. Well, thank you so much, honey, for coming on the show today. And I wish you much success in your career and also at school, because that's really important as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a great Saturday, okay?
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I just got off the phone with young actress Yara Shahidi. You saw her recently in Scandal playing the young Olivia Pope. And she's going to be in some other things, but she can't speak about it right now. So we'll have to stay tuned to see what she's going to be in. But you can follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, you can check me out on Instagram. I am putting a lot of cool pictures. If you tag me in a photo, you might win a prize. I give away movie tickets, gift cards, all types of things, books, record, CDs, no more records. Oh, I'm aging myself there. But anyway, I encourage you to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and or Facebook so that you can have an opportunity to win something. Next Saturday, I'll be speaking with two different guests, two young women who wrote a book about African-American hair and politics. They have a book called Hair Story. And also I'll be speaking with Independent Spirit Award nominee actress Yolanda Ross. She'll be on next Saturday. But coming up on Monday, you can hear my interview I did with Kenyan author. She's award-winning Kenyan author, Yvonne Adiago-Uwor, about her book, Dust. This is this coming Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to the interview if you come to my website here on Blog Talk Radio. And on Tuesday at 1:30, I'll be getting interviewed by someone else, Pastor Roxanne, on her show here on Blog Talk Radio at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday, January 28th. So you can hear me get interviewed by somebody. Really busy, really busy. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday.
Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn. So follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at foreignlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.